2. The Clock Room. After ascending the staircase, the clock room opens up before us. From the Middle Ages onwards, ecclesiastical time, announced by the ringing of bells to mark liturgical prayers, had been gradually replaced by secular time, which set the pace of urban activity by means of the first civil clocks. Aware of this, in 1417, before the construction of El Fadri, the town council approved the manufacture of a manual clock, which the custodian would control with some glass bottles, hourglasses, and would produce the bell chimes using one of the bells from the Church of Santa Maria. By the end of the 16th century, during the construction of the bell tower, the Council of Castellón decided to divide the two central sections to make three rooms. This is the first room, where the machinery of the mechanical clock is housed, which couldn't serve its purpose without being linked to a set of bells. Hence, construction of the shaft was arranged. This can be seen on one of the walls of the octagon that shapes the room. This conduit runs through the bell tower all the way to the rooftop and through it past the ropes and counterweights that activated the hammer that chimed the clock bell housed in the pavilion. The first clock was made by Alexis Sanz in the early 17th century. Today the clock is situated on the facade facing the town square, Plaza Mayor, but the original one looked out over the grass square, Plaza de la Hierba, where the town palace and one of the church doors were located and where the hemp market, Lonja del Cáñamo, was being built at the time. In 1853, the clockmaker Pere Bessés was commissioned to install a Swiss clock. At present, inside the wooden and glass box that occupies the centre of the room, there is a piece of paper pasted on one of the walls with an inscription made by this clockmaker, along with another one from 1917, signed by the bell ringer Bautista Prades. The clock we now contemplate is mechanical, and it was made at the start of the 20th century in France. It was mechanized by Manufacturas Blasco around 1940. It is currently stopped, and there is a computer which controls the mechanism that operates the hands and the bells that ring every hour in the pavilion. If we look closely at the walls, we will see various graffiti, in other words, drawings and inscriptions that were found during restoration work. The most visible one is in front of the door. This depicts a male figure wielding a loop-hilt rapier and dressed according to the fashion of the mid-17th century. He has a thin, rolled-up moustache, long hair covered with a wide-brimmed hat, and wears a cuffed shirt, breeches, and a doublet fastened at the waist by a sash or perhaps a leather belt. It is part of a scene drawn in charcoal that seems to represent a public demonstration of fencing, consisting of the swordsman that we have just described, another one above, and perhaps part of the arm of a third. To the right of the better-preserved swordsman, there is a miniature drawn at a later date, as it is done in pencil. This is the draft of the figure painted above the swordsman. Although less visible, the rest of the walls preserve several incised inscriptions, drawing of boats, spheres, as well as dates, signatures, and even hieroglyphs from the early 18th century, probably connected to the choice of San Blas as a secondary patron saint of the town. Let's now head upstairs to see the prison room. As with the previous flight of stairs, be careful not to slip, and when you reach the next room, lower your head a bit to avoid hitting the top of the door.